Next.
Item number 26. Martin Buber, Zion, and the youth.
I'll tell you even more than that. If I can scan my life, I went from one end to another through all sorts of opinions and philosophies. I started from the Liberal Party. You remember that? It was in 1975, more or less. It was a big party, political party. Then I went to the Likud party in Israel. And in general, the view, all the opinions for and against, I understand. If you'll tell me whatever you can tell me, I don't care. I'm willing to speak to everyone and listen to everyone's opinions. Arabs and socialists and communists and Black Panthers, I met everyone. Most of them are not even here today. Shulamit Aloni, a prominent politician, was here in our studio, and more. But you must say the truth. Because, you know, there's a doctor who gives you some topical ointment. You know, just put on and it'll be fine. And then there's the one that cuts open your belly and he does something inside, and, you know, that's how it was with me. And there's nothing to do against it. You are, if you don't understand for the time being that your vision is nearsighted. My sight is a little deeper, and I see danger here. So you can talk nicely, everything is good. So just like we had yesterday, we'll have tomorrow. I'm not thinking. I don't think so. And sadly, what I said yesterday, then it'll happen. If not today, then tomorrow. So we should go out with our task at hand with all our might. I don't determine reality. I just explain to you what I see. If you accept it, good. If not, no.
Item 26, Martin Buber, Zion, and the youth. Our foremost endeavor on our free land must be the true fulfillment of the social idea inherent in the people of Israel from its inception. For that purpose, we must educate our children so that their hearts desire a true life of sharing and love. A true life of sharing and love each other with a love that engenders action. And it is upon us at this hour to formulate laws and establish institutions to assist the revelations and unimpeded actualizations of this aim. It is our duty to craft a new nation which stands firmly, so that we may take full account of our past and future. Our will is to fulfill, and our fulfillment of it will be the beginning of the fulfillment of all of humanity.
Maybe again.
Again. Our foremost endeavor on our free land must be the true fulfillment of the social idea inherent in the people of Israel from its inception. For that purpose, we must educate our children so that their hearts desire a true life of sharing and love each other with a love that engenders action. And it is upon us at this hour to formulate laws and establish institutions to assist the revelation and unimpeded actualization of this aim. It is our duty to craft a new creation which stands firmly, so that we may take full account of our past and of our future. Our will is to fulfill, and our fulfillment of it will be the beginning of the fulfillment of all of humanity.
Many people, also philosophers, those who are for Israel or inside Israel or of the nations of the world, anti-Semites, they understood those things. The difference between everyone and us is that we are realizing it. They were able to write beautiful words, and that's how it remained. Of course, they also worked in that, and it's possible that there was no other way to work towards the correction in their time. But with us, we live in the time of practical correction. You may sit and philosophize about these wisdoms, but if it doesn't come to practical realization, it's a transgression, because you must perform the correction, the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the knowledge of how to correct in practice. As Baal Sulam says at the end of the introduction, the preface to the Book of Zohar, it's our obligation to go out and publicize that Messiah's shofar. We have to realize all those ideas, not just to study them. Rather, we have to seek in what way, in what form, we can disseminate this idea to the whole world. You want to do it through cooking, as it's customary today, through fashion, through whatever you want. The important thing is to come to a place where the people are, and in a way that they will open their eyes and absorb it, receive it. Okay?
I think that yesterday you mentioned that a single gram of additional chassadim in the world and the whole world will look completely different.
That's the upper light, meaning it's above the ego. It raises the world by 1 gram, 1 millimeter above the ego. It's already the next world.
So this constantly takes me back to Mushi's question. Every month he asks it, why shouldn't we do our work here to bring this gram of chassadim to the world?
Who's disturbing you?
Because it's splitting the focus.
Quite on the contrary, until it will all connect into one assignment, one task, it's a sign that your work is incomplete. You still have a feeling that how I'm taking care of myself meaning me and my ten, and the group of Bnei Baruch in Petach Tikva, and the group that sits here in Israel, and then throughout all the countries of the world, all of this are circles, and after that, the nations of the world and all these others, who knows, except for a few thousand people who are connected to us in a tight, locked way, the rest are what we call the masses. And we need to focus only on what we are. We are means me and the ten, and then other tens, and then more, you know, Israel, and then the world kli. If from the outset, the end of the action in the initial thought, we don't think about the correction of the world and our actions for connection are without correcting all of reality in order to give the Creator a place to be revealed and to receive contentment, none of our actions are worthwhile and is meaningless. Because in a spiritual action, you always have to be in Havaya. 10 whole Sefirot. Malchut Keter and everything between them. Even in the smallest form possible. So, it's impossible if you don't include there the nations of the world down there and the Creator up above and you as a pipe between them. Next.
Item 30, Balasulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. Even though the Creator has delivered the land from the hands of the nations and has given it to us, we have not yet received it. We are not enjoying it. But with this giving, the Creator has given us an opportunity for redemption, to be purified and sanctified and assume the work of God in Torah and mitzvot lishma, for the Creator's sake. At that time, the temple will be built and we will receive the land into our own authority. And then we will experience and feel the joy of redemption. But as long as we have not come to that, nothing will change. There is no difference between the current manners of the land and the way it was while still under the hands of foreigners, in law, in economy, and in the work of God. Thus, all we have is an opportunity for redemption. It follows that our generation is the generation of the days of the Messiah. This is why we have been granted the redemption of our holy land from the hands of the foreigners. We have also been rewarded with the revelation of the Book of Zohar, which is the beginning of the realization of the verse, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and they shall teach no more, for they shall all know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them." Yet, with those two, we have only been rewarded with giving from the Creator. But we have not received anything into our own hands. Instead, we've been given a chance to begin with the work of God, to engage in Torah and mitzvot for the Creator's sake. Then we will be granted the great success that is promised to the generations of the Messiah, which all generations before us did not know, and then we'll be rewarded with a time of reception of complete attainment and complete redemption.
We need to divide the correction into two. The preparation that the Creator performs on us, and then He obligates us to advance, to come closer to our work. As He says, as we call it, because of the days of the Messiah, because there is a process called Be'ito in its time, in its due time, that we've gone through from the time of the ruin of the temple till today. That's why we came back to this place and to a certain degree of connection between us and a certain revival. It all happened because it was given from above, from the Creator. And it's not that we excel in it somehow or we've done a certain good work, a good job at it. And so we have nothing to be prideful of, not of our army or our industry, our high-tech, or anything. It all comes from above. Now that we have to say it to everyone's faces, but we have to understand that this is what's happening. It's all happening by this upper force that aimed us to come to this day, this time. And here, the role of the Creator seemingly ends, and we have to start with our work by raising man, which is our work. That's why the Kabbalists concealed many things, then gently reveal them, disclose them throughout the 20th century until we come to a situation today where we only have one option before us, to check, to see, to study what's relevant to the correction and to do it. And to understand that everything that happened beforehand, before raising man towards connection, it's all preparation from above. And only if we will begin to ask for the connection in practice, this is called our work from below. This is called the work of the Creator, working for the Creator. So let there be no doubt or misunderstanding. Have we done anything till today? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And what we have to do is to raise man for connection. And this can only happen on the condition that we are included with our obligation towards the nations of the world, because this is what the Creator demands of us. This is where He is revealed. The light of Chokhmah is revealed in the Achab, and Galgalat HaVinayim are only as a passageway. Okay?
Ken.
I heard yesterday the speech of the Prime Minister. It was like he said that we're the light to the nations, that the Arab countries want to lift us up already, and I thought, okay, the Creator is setting up this situation to the public that shows them that everything is good, and we are trying to kind of disseminate that everything is not good. And I'm trying to understand.
Your Prime Minister opens for you a small portion that he sees according to his appreciation, according to his data, and according to his goals, to look at how much we advance. This is all correct, and he can't say anything else with respect to the Independence Day and this festivity. That's clear. But together with that, we need to understand where we are with respect to the general plan and the general purpose. And we're not at a state where we could say it's all nice and good.
That's clear, that because that's why I'm trying to understand. Let's say we go 1,000 years ahead. What do they want? They have the beastly existence. Let me eat, sleep, live. That's the will to receive.
Of course a person wants this, but aside from that, he should not bury his head in the trough, only eat nice grains of wheat and drink clear water like a donkey. This is his whole life. But they need to also lift their head from this trough and see their role. Otherwise, they will receive the necessity through the blows.
I'm saying after that, so it's like now we won. Let's say we are already a conduit. Let's say we're a pipeline. They're getting the lights, but what do they want? They're a will to receive.
You're not correct.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
You're incorrect. If the nations of the world would only want a will to receive, they would not. No, they would never rise against us. What do you mean? Their demand to us is much more internal. It's spiritual. They have everything. They don't suffer from hunger and from anything. Although they blame you for all those problems, but in truth, they don't. They simply feel that you are the general problem of the world. Why? Because they can't even explain it themselves. But this knowledge is becoming very clear to them, and it's they cannot stop it. Even though they have all the goodness, the fact that they get from you all your inventions, it says nothing. That's how it was throughout all history. We have nothing to be proud of. Bibi is not new about it. Bibi, the president, the prime minister of Israel. We have to understand, are we solving the world problem with that or not?
Trying to understand what you're saying. Eventually, they want spirituality, but they don't know it.
Yes, of course, but they know that what they're missing, what they're lacking, inside I'm feeling something is lacking, the Jew is to blame.
That's obvious.
What do you mean it's clear? It's not so clear. It's also not clear to our prime minister. He thinks that by some high-tech industry, they can calm them down. They're not waiting for our high-tech inventions. They don't appreciate it for nothing. Anything you can bring them is worthless. It's like with our neighbors. The more you give them, the more they'll want. That's the will to receive. The more you give it, he feels he can receive more from you. That approach is incorrect. It's incorrect. It has to be different. Opposite.
So at the end, when everyone shall know me from small to great, and they will awaken to spirituality, what will be then? How will the world states look like?
They want to hear from you, why do they exist for real? You have a secret that you are keeping to yourself, and you're not opening it to them, and they could feel it. They can feel that you have that secret, and you know it, and you're intentionally not explaining it to them. And this is the most important part in life. How will I live today? What will I drink? What will I eat? That's all fine. But why and what for? This deficiency exists in the nations of the world subconsciously. Subconsciously, it exists in them even more than the people of Israel, because they are the vessels of reception. Start explaining to them, and you'll see how quickly they grasp it, how ready they are to receive it. How do I know? From their anti-Semitism, that they hate you. What does it point to, this negative attitude towards you? That they want to receive something from you. What exactly? They don't know. They don't know. But they hate. It's like sometimes you hate a person, you don't like a person, you can't explain it. I dislike him. I can't stand him. I can't stand him. Why? Like, just because. That's what exists in them for now. Explain to them the origin of the hatred. You're already starting to take care of it. You don't know what it's like. It's like uncovering the reason for a disease. There's already a reason, a cause. It's clear what to do next. We can do something or not, or gradually, but you have a plan from that. We work together. Israel works to bring themselves closer to the nations of the world, the nations of the world to bring themselves closer to Israel, because the solution is in connection. You understand what you're talking about? What are you explaining to them? That, guys, nothing will help. There's a problem here that's above nature. You understand that it's been going on for thousands of years. It exists and will exist for a thousand more years. It will not. Nothing will help. Let's rise above these feelings and understand what we need to do. And you are raising everyone above reason. Understand? It's not just a little bit of dissemination. By that, you are healing everything. The prime minister has to make that speech. It's clear. He likes to say it. Look at our high-tech industry. Look what we're doing. Our systems of security that we are selling all over the world. The world is becoming safer. I understand all this rhetoric. And he's correct. That's what he needs to say. But for us, it has to be clear that it's not with this might can we exist. The hero will not redeem himself with his strength. Okay. Rini, if everything's okay?
Inspired.
Impressed.
Rav, in many cases when I write a post on Facebook, I'm lacking modern words. I would like to ask if we should translate all of our terms to forces, frequencies, gigabytes.
No problem. Bring me a list of words. I'll translate them to spoken language.
I'm talking about all the Torah words. You talk of a king. I don't understand what it means to be a king's slave and how we can even think about it that way. When we killed the king and all his family, and we were happy in the USSR for 70 years. So I need clearer definitions.
It's an example how we have to disseminate the wisdom. He wants to disseminate. He has difficulty explaining the concept of the king, for example. To people who killed the king in the revolution there in Russia. Yeah, we need to do this. It's possible that we have to give a few lessons on dissemination. You don't have such a thing between you?
Anyone who's interested, who hasn't heard of it yet, we've opened a special mini site around the book, Why Do People Hate Jews? There are explanations there. He's referring to the Hebrew book. We also have an English version of this. There are clips there around the topic, why do people hate Israel? If there are more ideas, more content that you want to put in there, you can reach out to Dudi, who's the content manager of this mini site. And it's recommended for everyone to see, to watch the clips there, the wonderful clips. So it already exists, and we want to keep developing it. So if there are more ideas, more forms that people want, then please join us. Rav. All right. Moscow. All right, so we're exactly on topic. When Ben-Gurion spoke of connection, including our communist leaders, all leaders, but when Ben-Gurion spoke of love thy friend as thyself, and speaking of in religion, even my mother used to say that to me, dear son, we need to reach love thy friend, yet Jesus spoke that way, etc. The question is, it's like our message, it disappears between all of these seemingly known words and what the wisdom of Kabbalah holds in it. Like our friend said, that the king was murdered, so how can he speak of a king? How could we make our message not kind of disappear between all these words that sound very familiar? Rav, I've been teaching you for more than 20 years. And still, every single day, we have a problem. To correctly interpret what Kabbalists write to us, so that it will be clear to us, that it will be accepted correctly, even though we're not yet in spiritual vessels. We have difficulty then to understand. So we partially understand, partially don't. And even what we do understand, but we don't feel. I understand, Galgalta Einai, Machav, Ten Sfirot. For me, that's set up in a way that I imagine the structure, not that I live in it. I understand you, that in the meantime, this is how it happens. This is what we have. How do we serve to the world? We serve it to the world in a way that they're able to feel. Just like I was with you 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Yes? There is no choice, there is no other way. You think I have patience for everything? I don't. But reality, it breaks you and it sets you like it should. Therefore, I think that we need to listen to what Kabbalists say. And to do it. That's it, to do it. Not that by that we need to be too smart. They said, do it, so we do it. We'll do, and then we shall hear. That's it. That's how it is in spirituality. And if we do it with our previous mind, then nothing will happen. Because our action works in spirituality, but our mind does not work whatsoever in spirituality. At all, nothing, zero. We can think and we can... All of our thoughts and intentions, nothing will help. While we sit here and listen and talk, we think that it works? No. The only thing that works is the exit itself, the simple action in the world of actions that we live in. You want to advance, include yourself in dissemination in every possible way that you can. By that, you should calculate if you're doing enough. And accordingly, you'll see if you get a response or not. Like Bala Sulam said, I've been rewarded with what I have because the generation is worthy. He's done everything possible and therefore he's been rewarded. And if you sit here alone with all of these nice philosophizations, nothing will be. You want to listen to me to see what to do? Publish it. Spread the wisdom of Kabbalah, and by that, you'll get something from the Creator. If you don't publish His name, His purpose, you'll get nothing, and it's a waste of time. That's it. I have nothing else to add. Yes, Chaim.
Rav, רק בהמשך למה שהדגשת עכשיו,
Rav, just following what you emphasized, we have been using a tool that we've been using, the workshop. People, after a very short time, got something that enters their heart, very naturally. And you could tell them anything you wanted, they would hear. And recently, we don't really use this tool like we did in the past. And I think that time is pressuring. And when we did go out, and when we all sat down in the circle, everyone received it naturally. Rav, why isn't this done now? Chaim, I'm asking myself. Rav, I do what I need to do. If you ask me, I do my job, you doing your job, you should answer yourselves. That's it. I tell you everything what needs to be done in order to reach the end of correction. You do it, go ahead, you'll receive what there is. Not that I divide or hand out the reward, but everything is in front of you. I'm not going to go to each one and hold him and bring him somewhere and in what way and say to disseminate and for that to receive something. No, that's all you. You'll succeed in that, you'll succeed. You won't, then you won't. You know how I treat you all. You want to work correctly, work. You want to come to a lesson, come. You don't want to come, don't come. I have no complaint for anyone. A person needs to taste it himself. So if someone says, do it or don't do it, in what way, like this or like that, I don't know. I don't even get into it. That's your work. But accordingly, the reward. Okay? Go on. Excerpt number 27. Rav Kook. Ikvei Hatzon. 27. Yes.
דורנו הוא דור נפלא, דור שכולו תימהון. קשה מאוד למצוא לו...
Our generation is a wonderful generation, an entirely bewildering one. It is very difficult to find its likeness in all of history. It comprises various contradictions. Darkness and light operate in it interchangeably. It is lowly and base, but also high and exalted. It is entirely at fault and yet entirely meritorious. We must acknowledge its nature in order to come to its aid. Let us prepare the way for it, show it the entrance to the city, inform it that it can find what it seeks precisely within the borders of Israel. Again, our generation is a wonderful generation, an entirely bewildering one. It is very difficult to find its likeness in all of history. It comprises various contradictions. Darkness and light operate interchangeably. It is lowly and base, but also high and exalted. It is entirely at fault and yet entirely meritorious. We must acknowledge its nature in order to come to its aid. Inform it that it can find what it seeks precisely within the borders of Israel. Rav, that's nice. It's in place. We need to suit ourselves to a nation, to the world, and to disseminate in a way that it will be accepted. Questions?
No.
I have the following question. Our internet department is doing a good job. We're all over the internet. If you write in Israel, the role of the people of Israel, you come to us, whoever searches for it. Now, when I share a post on Facebook, how can that add... Rav, I don't know. I don't know, because the fact that it's there, it's there. But we need to think in what way it appears. If I type out the role of the people of Israel... Who types that out? What, a historian, a researcher, a philosopher? Someone who deals maybe a government worker? According to those words, how can you even catch any fish? The role of the people of Israel. Where do you see anyone on the street who cares about that, who asks that way? I have nothing to add. I'm trying to understand those who have a small desire to reveal something about Kabbalah. We're open everywhere, Rav. No, that's not open. That isn't considered open. If I open a store and I write on the window the role of the people of Israel, no one is going to step in. No one. Seriously. You need to be close to the people. You need to interest them, not in the role of the people of Israel, but what's close to them. And from that, already, they can come to the role of the of Israel. That's called dissemination. Right, suddenly I don't understand what dissemination is. Rav, dissemination is that you know how to sell to those that live in Africa, bears from Siberia. That's called dissemination. That's what it feels like, the difficulty. Yeah, right, Rav. Right, the difficulty is there, but the expert, he knows how to do that. All right, next. Excerpt number 33, Bala Sulam. Introduction to the book of Panim Me'irot U'Masbirot. It is written in the Zohar, with this composition, the children of Israel will be redeemed from exile, also in many other places, only through this, the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses, will we obtain complete redemption. They also said, the light in it reforms him. They were intentionally meticulous about it, to show us that only the light enclosed within it. It lies the cure in us lies the cure that reforms a person, both the individual and the nation will not complete the aim for which they were created. Hence it is the great expansion of the wisdom of truth within the nation that we need first, so we may merit receiving the benefit from our Messiah. Consequently, the expansion of the wisdom and the coming of our Messiah are interdependent. Therefore, we must establish seminaries and compose books to hasten the distribution of the wisdom throughout the nation. The fact that I hear such questions and such sayings about dissemination, it means that we don't have the correct network for dissemination. We're not properly organized. There isn't a certain group that's responsible, that knows how to prepare the people, knows how to teach them how to disseminate, to make sure they keep what they do on the web. There is no such group, so what do you want? What summary of your work are you searching for? The Creator doesn't advance anyone individually. As a group, well, the group has to be aimed towards the goal, which is this pipeline. A pipeline for who? Instead, it's clogging. Instead of being a pipeline. Go on.
Excerpt number 34 by Martin Buber, Nations, Countries, and Zion. We want the land of Israel not for the sake of the Jews. We want it for the sake of humanity. Since we want it to fulfill Judaism. Constructing new humanity, this is what we intend to, will not rise without the special force of the Judaism, without this unique force that in ancient times awakened a person to live a life of truth. This force is not lost from the world. It's alive and it's present within the corruption, maintaining the seed from which salvation will grow. Again, we want the land of Israel not for the sake of the Jews. We want it for the sake of humanity. Since we want it in order to fulfill Judaism.
So the people of Israel is for the sake of humanity.
Building the new humanity, this is what we intend to, and it will not rise without the special force of the Jews, without that unique force that in ancient times awakened a person to live a life of truth. This force is not lost from the world. It's alive and it's present within the corruption, and it maintains the seed from which salvation is destined to grow.
Questions? Yes?
The words here are an opinion that is really not accepted today, and it's not popular in Israel today.
Look, it used to be a little different. At the time, it was a little different. People were smarter. First of all, they came from seminaries, from religious seminaries, and they had the socialistic ideology, which is connection, and the kibbutzim and all that. So, it's Martin Buber. It's before, maybe he wrote this before the establishment of the State of Israel. But today, it's a corporeal, materialistic world. They don't think about anything. Yes?
Today, many times when you talk about connection, it goes in the way of, I don't want to say it, but it is about fascism. We are so great.
That's clear.
So, what should we talk to them about at all? With the people? About what? About the role of the people of Israel?
Yes. Because we are suffering from our own malfunctioning. You have to start talking to people from where it's close to them. What's close to them is that they are suffering. You come to a person and tell them, you can get rid of the suffering and enjoy if you do this and that. And you sell them something. That's it. So that's how you need to approach the people. And not, you don't sell them something that interests you. You have to start with, like the serpent seduced Eve. Yes, you want it. You know, here's the apple. The Creator said it's forbidden. You know not to touch it, and so on and so forth. Learn from the serpent.
So, just to make it clear, so you should be careful not to scare people or...
Of course, on one hand. On the other hand, you have to show them that the good future depends on doing our duty. And our duty is to be connected among us, and connected among us in order to connect to us the nations of the world, because in this way you can also connect to the Creator. And if you don't carry out the connection between you and the nations of the world, then you have no reason to connect to the Creator. And then accordingly, you will suffer blows, etc. Gradually, with stories and all kinds of things, but this is what you need to do. And it's all in order for them to feel good.
Again.
Yes.
Uh,
I don't know how to express this, but it just pops up. I heard in my workplace, it's a school, I heard a lecture about, from someone who's an expert on ISIS 2 weeks ago, and it's ever since it's been really scratching me inside. He said that the only place they are in the Middle East is 1 kilometer into Syria. And when one lady came to take care of it, the first place they came into the Middle East was Syria, and the first thing they did was burn down the books. Why am I trying to say it? Because today, when I'm trying to disseminate the level of they're so uneducated, and the moment you talk about religion or a screen like comes down and they can't hear a word.
I know, but it doesn't. It has nothing to do with the people. The prohibition on learning Kabbalah is accepted by everyone, by scholars, by educated people. We said in Yediot Achronot, in the most popular newspaper in Israel, and I mentioned the word Kabbalah, and he said it's forbidden. The guy is 35, maybe 40. So you're talking about ordinary people? I'm talking about people who are given you the information about the world from the media. Look with what stigmas from generations ago they come with, as if they just emerged from the cave. It's everywhere. With respect to Kabbalah, it's from the highest to the lowest. It's in everyone. You have to accept it.
So I'm not talking about Kabbalah even, anything related to Judaism. There's a large population that cannot hear, nothing passes to them.
Fine. So you need to talk to them differently. You don't have to go through religion. No? Also, what's the connection between disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah and religion? There is none. Complain about yourself, not about them. They are, you know, what the Creator gave you to work with. But you have to get better accordingly and adjust yourself. Moscow.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, Rav.
Вопрос такой. Мы должны распространять народу мира. С этим все понятно.
The question is such. We should disseminate to the nations of the world. That's clear. But the ego works in a way that if it doesn't see a profit in the end result, it won't work. And our dissemination, the question that rises with the ones who we disseminate is, how long have you been studying? 20 years? And every day, okay, so what can you tell us? What did you reach? How can we answer? You once said that the only thing we can disseminate is our connection. And if we didn't yet reach that, what can we pass on to the world? If they say, you've been studying for 20 years and you got nothing, so what are we doing?
You, each of you in his own area, should perhaps put together like an image of a person that you have to turn to. And we will learn together here how we approach these types of people. There aren't many types. There could be small differences between the US, Europe, South America. I don't think there are many types. Let's do it. Because to start answering all these questions now, I think that people who are learning for so long, they already know how to do it. If not, we will do it together. I'm ready. But you should know that this determines your future. Either you are a pipeline, or you are a block, like a lid.
Excerpt number 35 by Hugo Bergman, the Heaven and Earth. As a people, that is, its history and redemption are tied to the redemption of the whole world, they should feel themselves responsible for the whole world. We should not diminish the spiritual state of the state of Israel and to see our revival in the perspective of the other nations. The spiritual degree of the state of Israel is in the hands of each and every one of its citizens. Each and every one of us has a decision every day. We call to a revision of our spiritual degree. Revision can only come from a cosmic aspect of the life of Israel that understands the Israeli history and our duty in this country out of what we desire, the redemption of man. Our goal should be the spirit of Israel in the state of Israel.
Okay, well, that's how he feels. He was no Kabbalist, but what he grasped in his feeling, that's what he wrote accordingly. I'm not sure we can learn from this, what we can take. I don't know where you brought him. Should read again. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, again, excerpt number 35. As a nation whose history and redemption are connected to the redemption of the whole world,
which is true,
and they should feel themselves responsible for the whole world.
Very well.
We must not diminish the spiritual degree of the state of Israel and to see our revival in the perspective of other nations that are led by the pure egoism. The spiritual degree of the state of Israel is in the hands of each and every one of its citizens. Each of us, every day, has a decision. We call to a revision of our spiritual degree. This revision can only come out of a cosmic aspect of the life of Israel that understands the Israeli history and our duty in this country, out of what we desire, out of the redemption of man. Our goal should be the spirit of Israel in the state of Israel.
Okay, nice. With these words, just like with words of Kabbalah, you can't approach the public. But he feels it. He gets the idea. Yes, what?
Out of all the deficiencies that, well, at least what I felt in throughout my years in the dissemination and with my desire to disseminate, the matter of educating children is at least, I think the public will accept this, accept us there, because this problem is really serious in their eyes and it's necessities in their eyes. Even if we're not talking about spiritual things, the methods we developed here, even if we can still improve them, there is something we can show and we can do and we can connect through this matter.
We cannot touch children. Period. We can't. We are forbidden in any way. You are forbidden to approach a person who is less than 18 years old. He's still not an adult. He is still under the supervision of his parents or the Ministry of Education or health. But so forget about it. You want to show on your children how successful they are? That's different. Like an example. Out of this example, to create a new educational network, no problem. But with your kids, under your influence, your kids, you can rear them. But you cannot touch children of others.
Yes, I'm talking about our children, not to educate, just to show our examples, what we have.
Go ahead. There are no limitations here on this. Obviously. Yes. Next.
Excerpt number 36 by Raya Cook. Israel and its nationality. Only by the Torah that will be fulfilled in Israel will the complete peace and the steadfast love occur, and the pure emotion of acknowledging the brotherhood between a man and his brother, because we are all sons of one God, which is the master of all the land. When this development is finished in us, inside us, in the degree that is worthy of being an example for the many, all the nations will acknowledge it, and then the blessing of peace will start dwelling in the world. But until then, the foundation we must engage in is the national peace between us, to specifically build it according to the spirit of Israel, and the way that it can develop and exist the way it should.
You see how we will have to change all these words in order to understand what he's talking about by ourselves, and in order to present them to the general public. It will seem like a completely different paragraph. This is why there's no point presenting these paragraphs that really require translation into clear colloquial language. It's very perplexing. You don't see the forest behind the trees. If there are other good excerpts, please.
Excerpt number 37 from Bala Sulam's article, The Peace. Our sages said that God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing for Israel, but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel, too, will not be able to serve the Creator in purity as bestowal, as it is written in the explanation of the words, "And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests." In the essay, the Arvut, and we see it from experience. For the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessings that God has sworn to our fathers. And this is why they said, God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing. Meaning thus far, Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for all eternity has not yet been fulfilled. Because world peace is the sole vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.
That's the main thing. World peace is the only vessel that allows us to receive the blessing, as in the prophecy of Isaiah, the peace of the world. Toward this we have to work. This is our role, our duty. This is why we mustn't shut ourselves off. in the country, and the people, the state of Israel is dependent on the whole world for doing its duty. Okay, a few questions.
Rav, today you were talking about YouTube. In YouTube, we have the opportunity to find the exact people who are searching for certain sentences in YouTube. Can we record a few clips, specific clips about these sentences, so we can address people exactly?
Well, YouTube chooses clips according to what is said in them? In the voice?
Yeah, it depends what's in the clip and how we organize the tags and the name of the clip. And so you can find ways that will be the first result.
Okay, we can try. I'm ready. Speak to Senia. Because he chooses the video shoots I do, so that they will set up for you this video clip or two. Okay. Yes, Dudi?
Is there an optimistic message we can give for the 70 years of Israel?
Oh, I'm very optimistic. So what do you want me to do, tickle you? Make you laugh?
No.
Stand up and show everyone how you're smiling. Today's not crying. What? I think that by touching on our role and knowing how serious it is, how good it is, by this, we should understand that we have come to a state of resolution. And it's in our favor. It indicates that we have grown. Why are you accepting it in as if it's, oh boy, what's happening? You know, on the contrary, I think we've never been in such a good state. But our work is for those who want to work, and not for those who are coming here to picnic, to have a picnic. So that's why I say what I say. But it's not like there's no joy in what I'm saying. I don't really understand you. It's time we've grown accustomed to combining the three lines together. The Creator requires of us serious work, and we are probably prepared for it already, and we just need to find out what we need to do and do it. Just the fact that I have been summoned to do this already fills me with elation. Oh, but at the same time, you're thinking about the hard work. The work is not hard. All the work depends on us, on our connection, and on asking the upper force. No problem. So we have to relate correctly to reality. I don't know. I'm very optimistic and I'm happy. But we're talking about the future. Is there English department here? Where are they? What? Yes? About the Congress. I wanted to talk to them. Okay, fine. Representative. I want you to speak to our friends. I want us to combine. I already wrote you today. I want to combine my lecture or my lesson, whatever you want to call it, together with their work, that they will appear before the audience to make them more a little standing out before the public, so that people will know more and more that they are on the same level, on the same state as I am, and will accept them more as teachers, as being in charge, as teachers giving lessons. I would be interested in that. Yes?
So, first of all, at the moment, the content team is sitting and they're with the email you sent us yesterday and what you just said now. Maybe now they're going to have a question about it. Now I also want to ask.
I don't know how to do it. It's just an idea that I have.
I understand, but
I don't want to appear to our American friends. Some of them attend lessons, some of them don't. And the majority of them are not in lessons, or not in lessons every day, for sure. We can see it. And so I would like to present to them these guys who can be teachers. And that's it, that they will accept them and be more connected to them. Not that I will come like some actor on stage doing a few songs, telling a few jokes and leaves.
So just to make sure that it's clear, we're talking about the circles, not the veteran friends that are now in our watching the lesson. We're talking about the second circle, so that they'll start being connected not only to you, but to a group of lecturers.
I think that they are already connected to some extent, but I want to make it stronger. I want them to see that their lecturers are on stage, are participating in giving the lesson, and giving the lesson, not just in the lessons, and giving the lesson. And not that, if not me, then there is nothing. That's it.
Okay, that's clear.
So we need to think how we can combine it. We've never done it, but perhaps we can. That's it.
Regarding the Congress in America, there are many mirror congresses being organized all over the world. And we'd like to hear how it's going on. So if we can please pass the mic to Astana, they can tell us how they are getting ready to the Mirror Congress during the Congress in America. So please, Astana.
It happens like magic. You can see Maksat. Not long ago he was in Israel. And today he gave us a huge gift. He was on his way to an army service, but he got off the train in order to be with us for just an hour in a morning lesson. And in Central Asia, we're all going to meet in Kyrgyzstan, around by a lake. And in principle, all over the world, KLI, there are more and more mirror congresses being formed. Those who haven't registered to such a congress, we're inviting you. We know there's going to be one in Riga, in Vienna, in the Netherlands, in Vitebsk, Ekaterinburg, Chelyabinsk, Sochi, and other places. And Yerganat will tell us about another event.
I'd like to tell you about our great friends that are living and studying in Africa. I've been there. I worked there. I know how not simple it is, and studying the wisdom of Kabbalah over there, it's really not easy. These are great friends. I'd like to pass on the mic to our great friend in Africa, please. Gottfried from Africa.
It's a great pressure for us in Africa, in the very heart of Africa, in the city of Accra, in Ghana. Preparation is taking on among the friends. Be morning lessons with you. Prepare their hearts with you. The very heart of Africa is connecting with you. Africa has come to feel a part of the world tree. Africa has come to make hope and connectivity. And at this period, when all the souls of the whole world tree are melting, are warming, are becoming one, Africa is in the middle of it. The Americans give birth to the Africans. And therefore, it's a privilege and honor for Africa to play a very important role in connecting the hearts of all the people in Africa, where there are challenges, where we all feel connection, where we live in connection, where we swim in connection, where we all know deep, deep connection is the day, is the to becoming one family, one world. Therefore, Africa at this time is preparing, supporting the Americans to have the most wonderful, exciting, elevating One World Kabbalah Congress.
כדי שאנחנו נוכל ליצור רשת אחת של כנס קבלה בכל העולם שיתמוך בארצות הברית.
And therefore, it's a pillar for where all of you friends to feel nothing at every minute, every hour now that we are in the Congress. We are dwelling in the Congress. Like I am the great source of the world, the new liberation where our Rav Ritman is taking us.
טוב, מוסקבה.
אוקיי, מוסקו.
Еще в продолжении вопроса о распространении и подготовке одновременно.
To continue the question regarding dissemination and also to prepare to the Congress in the U.S., we'd like to share results. For the first time, we've connected the Russian Learning Center and the American World Learning Center. We joined them together, and we're preparing the new students according to the Book of Zohar, where a person can try to taste our principles during 7 days, and then he can decide if he wants to keep on advancing to the course of the fundamentals of Kabbalah. Many friends from different countries took part in it, from Russia, Canada, Kazakhstan, the Far East, Europe, and more than 1,000 people are taking part in this project, and there's amazing results of this. Why? Because in this preparation course, the students are interacting with our friends, and the deficiency they have really passes on to each and every one. We are incorporating their deficiency. We see what concerns them, what excites them, and the main thing we want to share is that we connected the Russian and the American Kli, the two different vessels together, and we're working really tightly with the friends from the U.S., and it's really amazing how they find the force and the time to invest so much. For us, we revealed again the friends from the U.S. Other results we have is that we saw what really concerns our friends in the courses, our students in the courses, what needs they have. We would like to go over it and accordingly to prepare new courses that are adapted to what our public needs at the moment. The ones who are studying the wisdom of Kabbalah with us in different levels, and we would like to share these results because for more than a month, friends from all over the world are investing a lot of efforts after the lessons, after their work. They come over and we do it online. We would really want to thank the friends from the U.S. and in Petah Tikva, the Russian department, Boaz Blitzokovsky, and everyone who takes part in this. And there are a lot of positive things. L'chaim to everyone.
L'chaim. You can really feel the work that this board is doing with regard to the Congress, the board that consists of friends from all over the world. This time it is working in a very special way, a lot more effective and strong. And there is great progress in this. Just kudos to them. What next?
The daily task.
Daily task. Go ahead.
So the tens on duty for today are Petah Tikva 26, Netanya, Moscow 6, Brazil number 3, and Argentina. And for the daily task, we're going to hear Danilo from Brazil.
Hello, hello. Boker tov, haverim. It's a pleasure to talk with you this morning. And before the daily test, I want to say quickly that we have a huge mirror conversation in São Paulo, being organized by São Paulo Group in the big capital of the country. And we have another mirror conversation in the inner city here in the country side of in my city. And we are ready and we are on fire. I want to tell you guys the daily test. Each Dan discusses the question, for what does Israel exist? For what does Israel exist? And each friend makes an effort to disseminate the message in social media in a way that the public can understand and listen to it. I will repeat. Each Dan discusses the question, for what does Israel exist? And each friend makes the effort to disseminate the message in social media in a way that the public can understand and listen to it. That was the daily task. Have a nice time. I want to turn it back to the studio.
Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day. Introductory evenings of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We're happy to invite you to come to introductory lectures about the Wisdom of Kabbalah and its connection to our life. It's going to happen throughout April in 12 different cities in Israel. It costs 30 shekels. You should register before you come. You can do that in our website, kab.co.il, or our phone, 1-700-509-209. All is one. Kabbalah Lam World Congress in North America. We're inviting all of you to come to Newark on May 3rd through 6th for registration and details, 1.kabbalah.info. Right now, let's write the summary of our lesson in a few sentences. Let's take 2 minutes. Every friend is invited to share his summary in Sviva Tova. Let's sing a song together. Eretz
עצים נופים, שמש וחופים, טעמים בכל הסגנונות.
עם קטן יושב בליבו של העולם, שמחכה לאור שיאחד כאן את כולם.
ארצי שלי, מולדתי, זרעי בחרב התחיל, שנוכל לחיות את החיים בשלום, באהבה.
ארצי שלי, מולדתי, זרעי בחרב התחיל, שנוכל לחיות את החיים בשלום, באהבה.
דגלים מתנופפים על מרפסות ורעפים, בחבל ארץ הנושק לים.
לילדי המחר נגלה מה שהוסתר, באהבה בינינו נחגוג כאן לאלתר. ארצי שלי, מולדתי, זירי בחוות אחי, שנוכל לחיות את החיים בשלום, באהבה.
ארצי שלי, מולדתי, זרעי בחוות אחי, שנוכל לחיות את החיים בשלום, באהבה. הגענו מכל ארצות אפר
לשמוח בארץ ישראל,
כי שורש קיומנו זה אחדות.
כן, שנוכל לחיות את החיים בשלום, באהבה.